Shalom Rach, welcome everyone, as Hashem, continue until life lessons, the share number 45, the Mizmor Chav Gimel. We already spoke about the background of David HaMelech running away from Shaul HaMelech. And we have over here, Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Yechsa. I want to ask you a question. I want to begin with a question. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect us? Does Hashem watch over us? If we're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, that's my question. What would you say? If we're not doing Ratzon Hashem, will Hashem still watch over us? So let's look at this capital over here. I want to share with you something from the Chida, where he tells us from Rabbi Yosef Matrani, who quotes a Yaakov Shemayni. And the Yaakov Shemayni says that there are different shemais, there are different names that Klal Yisrael are referred to. That when we do the Ratzon Hashem, we, Klal Yisrael, are referred to as Adam. As Adam. Kishe'oisim Ritzeinu Shemakum. Nikroim Adam. When Klal Yisrael do the will of Hashem, we refer to as Adam. As man. However, when we do not do the Ratzon Hashem, which means we don't do the mitzvahs, we don't learn Torah, do mitzvahs, then we refer to as tzoin, sheep. U'ksheinam oisim ritzoin shalmakom nikroim tzoin. And this is what David HaMelech is teaching us over here. Mizmor le David, he's singing a song to Hashem. Hashem is roi loy echser. Hashem is my shepherd. I will not lack anything. Hashem is my shepherd. I will not lack anything. Who does a shepherd watch over? His tzoyin. In other words, even when Klal Yisrael are on a madrega of Einam Oisim Ritzoyin El Shemakom, even if we are not doing the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem roi loy echsor. Hashem is still protecting over me. Hashem is watching over me. Loy echsor. Loy echsor is a lashon in the future. Osi, the future. I will not lose out. Says the Chida, Gam bi yoisi tzoyin. Even if we are in the status of tzoyin, einam oisim esol shemakam, not doing the will of Hashem, haloi Hashem roi, Hashem is still my shepherd. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd protects his flock, his sheep. A shepherd directs his flock to make sure they go on the proper path. And that's why it's loy echsor. Listen to these beautiful words in the Chida. The Chida is telling us that the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us is so great that even when we are not doing the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem roi lo yechzor. Hashem is still watching over us. Hashem is still protecting us. Hashem is still guiding us to make sure we go on the proper path. That's the first thing I want to share with you. I want to share with you another piece. The Chida also says, he brings him a levush. Rav Mordechai Yafo, a Talmud of the Ramah, and others as well. He brings in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat. The pasuk says, "Binois deshe yarbitzeni." Amei menucha yisina aleini. What do the words mean? Binois deshe yarbitzeni. In the lush meadows, binois desha, desha is the vegetation, the meadows. He lays me down, yarbitzeni. Al mei menuchos inaleni. Beside the tranquil waters, he leads me. Says Levush, you see in the beginning of Briyas Ha'olam, in the beginning of the creation of the world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph of Bereishis, and it's kedai to take a look inside at the words. Have a Chumash open, have a Pirkei Avos opened to Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Ches as well. And the Pasuk in Bereishis says, Tadshei Ha'aretz Desha, that the land should give forth Desha. And the question is, what does Desha mean? So Rashi explains, Desha is Esev, is grass, is vegetation. And there's a whole conversation, why does the Torah discuss Tadshei Ha'aretz Desha? Say Esev, say it straightforward. The Levush says, there's a remez here for the three things that keep the world going. What are the three things that keep the world going? So to that we turn to the Mishnah in Perek Yavas, Perek Aleph, at the end of the Perek, Mishnah Yud Ches. The word Desha, Dalid, Shin, Aleph, says the Levush, is an acronym, is Rashi Teivos, for Din, Dalid, Shin, Sholoim, Aleph, Emes. And that's the Mishnah in Perek Yavas. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayim. Al Shloisha Dvarim, because of three things, the world continues to exist. Ha'olam Kayim. Al Adin, Ve'al Ha'emes, Ve'al Ha'Sholem. Din, Emes, and Sholem. This is Desha. Tadshei Ha'aretz Desha. Furthermore, Chazal tells us as follows, that at night when the neshama goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course not all of the neshama, but when the neshama goes up to Hashem, and that's why in the morning we wash Negel Vasser, to remove the Ruach Ra that's still remaining on our hands, at night when the neshama goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it does not want to come down and return to the body. Ein roitza lachzer laguf, sheichelek elakam imal. Those are the words. The neshama does not want to come back here because it's a chelik of Hashem. It wants to stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person is full of averus. Doesn't want to be with the shmutz of the person, with the averus. However, says the neshama makes a kavachaymer. Ach kasher roya, when the neshama sees that Hashem has a diro betachtoinim, that Hashem has a, like if you will, a summer house down here in this world. A diro betachtoinim. The neshama makes a kav v'chomer and says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Kulei Kadosh, and Itkin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina can dwell down here, I can also dwell down here as well. And the neshama comes back in the morning. This is what takes place at night. The neshama doesn't want to come back down because it's a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it sees the Kedusha and it doesn't come back to the Olam down here, this world, where there's so much avaynos, so many avaynos. And I want to share with you something which is very important. Chido brings D'chshach Shechina lemata misyari ha'odom lachtoi. That when the Shechina is down here, when the Shechina is down here, a person is afraid to do averus. You'll say, what do you mean? I don't see the Shechina. What does that mean? I don't feel to be afraid. However, the neshama is based on the Gemara in Megillah. Your neshama senses and your neshama sees. And therefore, the neshama is afraid. And that's what the pasuk means. Hashem royi. Keshu royu mashkiach bi. When Hashem is guarding and watching over me, loy echzar. Binois desha. When there is desha, din, shalom, and emes, yabitzeni. And that person will fulfill. Din emes is shalom, yabitzeni, almei menuchu isi nahaleni. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will direct me and lead me in the proper tranquil path. Then nafshi yeshoviv, my soul will come back. My soul will come back to this world. My neshama will come back. Why? Because there's hashra'as hashchina. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchina is down here. Nafshi yeshayve. Because the shchina is here. So the shchina makes a... HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the neshama says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you come back to this world. You come down to Olam Hazeh, to Olam HaTachtoin. I could also come back. That's the words David HaMelech is telling us over here. Hashem roi loy echsar. It's the desha, it's because of this proper din, shalom and emes. And this is what we have to mechazik ourselves on, making sure we are din, we are emes, and we are shalom with ourselves and with others. We don't just have to be a dayan. But of course, dayanim. Yesterday, Chavtes Adar was the yard site of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zechet Tzad Livracha, who lived for many years, 96 years old. He was asked, in what schus, what merit, perhaps, can he attribute his arichus yamim? Like they had the Gemara in Megillah, and they asked the great Amoraim in the Gemara, what memarach the yamim? What schus can you perhaps attribute your arichus yamim? And he said, it's midas ha'emes. Midas ha'emes. And I'll tell you a quick story where I heard the story from the son of the person that the story happened to. Rav Yaakov Zatzal was in the car, and there's the days when they had tape recorders. And the person was driving Rav Yaakov, and he was recording the conversation, but he never asked Rav Yaakov permission. They get to a red light, it's quiet, and all of a sudden they hear a click because the tape ended. The 60-minute tape or the 90-minute tape or the 120-minute tape, whatever it was, the tape ended. And in those days, there was a click. And the person realizes that he got caught. And there's a deeper silence. And then Rav Yaakov says something. He tells the person that I've never in my life said something that I regretted. And he tells the person, don't worry, it's okay. Midas ha'emes, desha. When there's desha, v'noyis desha yarbitzeni, amei menuchis in aleni. When there's this growth, the vegetation is not just the vegetation of the ground, which will bring out the bracha, but it comes about because there's din, shalom, and emes in the world. When there's a din, shalom, and emes, the shechina comes down to the world. When the shechina comes down to the world, then the neshama doesn't want to be chayte. When the neshama doesn't want to be chayte, nafshi yeshayviv, it comes back, and when it comes back, the next day as well. These are the 2 points I want to share with you. First, we discussed that even in the state where Klai Yisrael, well, a Yid is an Madrega of a Tzayin. He's not Oysa Ritzayin Shel Malkum. He's not doing the mitzvahs properly. But yet we have to understand, we have to know, Hashem Royi Lo Yechzar. Hashem is still shepherding. Hashem is still protecting. Hashem is still directing me because of the tremendous, tremendous Ava that Hashem loves each and every one of us. And then we have this Desha, Benoiz Desha Yabitzeni. Din Sholim and Emes, Hashem Shechina comes down to the world. Nafshi Yishayvev in Pasuk Gimel Yancheini b'Magli Tzedek l'Man Shemoy. He directs me Yancheini b'Magli Tzedek l'Man Shemoy, because when there is Shechina down here, and it can be felt by our neshama, it encourages, gives us Siyata D'Shemaya to serve Hashem on a greater level. We should all be zoiched to bring down Desha, Din, Sholem, and Emes, to bring the Shechina down here with Tachtoinim. Says Chazal, Miyayim Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lomoy, from the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, Rotso Lodur B'Tachtoinim, he wanted to dwell B'Tachtoinim down here with us in this world, and we can bring the Shechina down with Desha, Din, Sholem, and Emes.